Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think having a pen pal is a great idea. At least it works for me. You see, I'm quite introverted, and I don't easily relate to people. I need time to get accustomed to a person to start talking with him or her. With writing letters, it's so much better. I can think over what I'm going to say, so there's little chance of being misunderstood. That's important to me. I can still communicate to people, and I'm not alone, thanks to having a pen pal.
Speaker B.
I can see why people want to find a pen pal, but this is just not my cup of tea. I mean, I don't know what to write about. The fact is, I have never met this person, and I can't be sure about whether what I'm writing about is interesting or not. Eventually, you get a response, of course, but in a few days, if not weeks, and that just spoils all the fun. I'd better talk to my friends, seeing their reaction at once, discussing things instead of waiting for a reply.
Speaker C.
I've had a pen pal for about 5 years, ever since I started learning Spanish. My teacher was not satisfied with my progress, and I said to him that I didn't feel any need to learn the language, as no one around me spoke it. My teacher gave me the link to a site where you can find pen pals from all over the world, and I registered. Pretty soon, I found a guy of my age from Spain, and just for fun, I wrote to him. That hit the ball rolling. My Spanish is okay now.
Speaker D.
I have loads of pen pals, but that's because I travel so much. My parents have a job that makes them travel the world, and I just have to follow them. It's fun meeting new people and making new friends, but then it's time to say goodbye, and that's not fun. I've tried Skype, but it's not the same. For some reason, I got fascinated by writing letters. It seems very personal. I spent several hours a week writing letters now, as I have so many pen pals, all close friends of mine.
Speaker E.
I think having a pen pal is a sheer waste of time. Who needs letters written on paper if you can just phone to your friend? Maybe once it was cheaper to write letters, but not now. We have Skype, and you can communicate with anyone from any country of the world for free, as long as there's internet connection. I think Skype's a great substitute for the old-fashioned habit of writing letters, having pen pals. It's so last age. That's my opinion.
Speaker F.
I have a pen pal. I know it may sound funny. My friends don't see the point of writing letters when you can phone, email, or Skype anybody. I don't argue with them, but still, I write letters. I have only one pen pal. That's quite enough. I don't know why he writes to me. Probably to practice his English, as he is from Spain. As for me, I just enjoy the process. Buying the best paper and a good pen, selecting the words carefully, putting them down.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think having a pen pal is a great idea. At least it works for me. You see, I'm quite introverted, and I don't easily relate to people. I need time to get accustomed to a person to start talking with him or her. With writing letters, it's so much better. I can think over what I'm going to say, so there's little chance of being misunderstood. That's important to me. I can still communicate to people, and I'm not alone, thanks to having a pen pal.
Speaker B.
I can see why people want to find a pen pal, but this is just not my cup of tea. I mean, I don't know what to write about. The fact is, I have never met this person, and I can't be sure about whether what I'm writing about is interesting or not. Eventually, you get a response, of course. But in a few days, if not weeks, and that just spoils all the fun. I'd better talk to my friends, seeing their reaction at once, discussing things instead of waiting for a reply.
Speaker C.
I've had a pen pal for about 5 years, ever since I started learning Spanish. My teacher was not satisfied with my progress. And I said to him that I didn't feel any need to learn the language, as no one around me spoke it. My teacher gave me the link to a site where you can find pen pals from all over the world, and I registered. Pretty soon, I found a guy of my age from Spain, and just for fun, I wrote to him. That hit the ball rolling. My Spanish is okay now.
Speaker D.
I have loads of pen pals, but that's because I travel so much. My parents have a job that makes them travel the world, and I just have to follow them. It's fun meeting new people and making new friends, but then it's time to say goodbye, and that's not fun. I've tried Skype, but it's not the same. For some reason, I got fascinated by writing letters. It seems very personal. I spent several hours a week writing letters now, as I have so many pen pals, all close friends of mine.
Speaker E.
I think having a pen pal is a sheer waste of time. Who needs letters written on paper if you can just phone to your friend? Maybe once it was cheaper to write letters, but not now. We have Skype, and you can communicate with anyone from any country of the world for free, as long as there's internet connection. I think Skype's a great substitute for the old-fashioned habit of writing letters, having pen pals. It's so last age. That's my opinion.
Speaker F.
I have a pen pal. I know it may sound funny. My friends don't see the point of writing letters when you can phone, email, or Skype anybody. I don't argue with them, but still, I write letters. I have only one pen pal. That's quite enough. I don't know why he writes to me, probably to practice his English, as he is from Spain. As for me, I just enjoy the process. Buying the best paper and a good pen, selecting the words carefully, putting them down.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.